Jeff, how you feeling?
You sneeze and then a couple weeks disappear, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how the fuck October just disappeared like
that. You should sing a Mace song, Welcome Back.
Well, no, like, what did you do recently? You say you went to the J. Cole concert.
Oh, yeah, I went to the J. Cole concert. I went to the game this week on Thursday.
The game?
And they lost to Buffalo again.
Yo, I thought I was going to catch the winning goal, like the score. This bitch, man, they get the fucking breakaway and then score. Yo, everybody just gets up and fucking drops everything.
Yo, I haven't watched a single Habs game, yo.
For real? It was a good game until the end. And I was like, what the fuck
I'm hearing they're doing big things and things are doing well. And then I'm like...
It's early.
Yeah.
It's early.
This is how it starts.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I watched at my boy's house the game. They played a hard team, like harder than the Buffalo Sabres, okay? They beat them 3-0 or something like that. They had no goals. Carey Price, and it was not that much shots on Carey Price until the third period. Dude, they always lose to Buffalo. Even if Buffalo is good or crap, they always lose to them. Notice how they always lose to the Florida Panthers.
The Panthers, man!
How in a state where there's no fucking ice?
Struggling to get into the playoffs every time you see the Panthers guy.
When he says there's no ice, Jamaica has a bobsled team, bro.
That's cool runnings.
Based on a true story,
Z.
It's not like they just like came up with an idea and they're like...
You still have the bobsled team?
Yes. You still have the bobsled team.
You see, they still do?
And I'm no, right?
I don't know. I haven't checked up on that team since.
I didn't see you met the fucking Winter Olympics.
I heard they have a female bobsled team.
What?
Yeah. Jamaican bobsled team now.
Pretty sure, yeah.
They weren't there. Sure.
This is fact.
They didn't make the Winter Olympics.
No, they did. Sure.
You can't believe.
Okay, buddy.
Jamaica have a bobsled team. Because they can't make the Olympics. Because they're too much sun.
Well, yeah. Well.
My goodness.
Oh, Jesus. So you're
saying
okay?
Or they'll get shot at.
Remember Plekanec?
Oh, God.
Plekanec retired?
What kind of name is that, though?
Plekanec.
Sounds like a duck name.
Plekanec.
Plekanec. Or it sounds like a...
Thomas.
Yeah, yo!
Thomas
Plekanec.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
I was just about to say, it sounds like a French cuss word.
Yeah, I swear to God, it does.
You know, Tabernac Plekanec. Tabernac Plekanec.
Oh, my God.
Tabernac Plekanec, born on November 1st. No, I'm joking.
November 1st.
Yeah, it was just November.
Oh, yo, I got to get... You know what? I'm going to ask her to come on the podcast.
There's no way you're going to get that one to go.
Yeah, if I get her on the podcast, how much would you pay me?
No, you got to give people insight.
You're
going to
lure a woman to a basement and you're going to be like, come here.
Yeah, come to this podcast.
That's some creepy
no,
shit.
No, ask, yo. You're getting an award?
You only get that if you go on.
I know it's not going to happen. I'm just joking
it's
around.
It's never
going
to happen.
See, imagine that.
Like, I'm going to make it.
Then you have to hear the police sirens afterwards.
Yo, she'd be like, they have me down here.
Yo, just come on the podcast for a half an hour.
You'll never pull out.
You'll get an award.
No, an award.
An award? What are you gonna make it? No, that's not your responsibility.
You're supposed to help him.
This is his mess he's digging himself in.
Hey, if you want to go for it, man, go for it, man.
I'm joking. I'm not gonna do it. Imagine though, I tried to do it though, videotape it. Yo, come on the podcast, man.
You have to say if you'll get a French award. Okay.
Oh no, I'm not going on that. But I'm not gonna diss him.
No, for sure it would have to be French for her. She wouldn't accept it any other way.
Well, there's a lot of bilingual people here.
Yeah.
Bilingual people here. Are you one of them?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah. That's why they kind of laughed. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna lie about that. You got one and two over here.
It's good to keep count.
Nick, like are you bilingual?
I love how he leaves me out completely. He's like, fuck this bitch. No.
I can understand it, but I can't speak it. I understand what you're
saying. You can understand it, but you cannot speak
dude,
it.
Dude, there's so many times we'll be at a restaurant.
It's
and
like
here,
you're Chinese.
Gary, I'm talking to the person in French. I'm talking to the girl in French, and Gary's in the background just fucking laughing. He's like, you're such an ignorant motherfucker. You fucking got it. Got it.
Got it.
Got it. What was it? Steve Plelinacker?
He did a placat.
It's like your planet tabernacle.
It makes planet. It authentically Quebec. You put the ST.
ST.
There you go.
Mon ST. My
goodness. Yo, I'm going to put that on a Canadian jersey. Right.
You have to copyright that.
ST. Placanet. All across, guys.
The design of the jersey. Just
oh my gosh.
Not even on the back, because someone will probably read the back half.
I'd buy 10 of those shirts.
You would buy 10? Exactly 10?
I love this guy, 10.
A week later, he's going to check his sales. 10 sales.
This guy's Ty Dillinger. He's a wrestler. That's a perfect 10.
All the differences between me and Ty is I actually win.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, there you go, wrestling nerd.
I love that wrestling nerd.
Smith knows what I'm talking about.
I'm glad he does still. What the fuck does that mean?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, Ty Dillon. Oh yeah, good for him.
Ty Dillon, I thought you were the home makeover dude.
Does he fix homes?
Yo, imagine that. Perfect 10 home.
Watch, we're gonna check the home improvement channel all of a sudden.
Ty Dillinger.
The perfect 10.
The perfect 10 home for you. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Renos by us for you.
Oh, jeez. So, we were talking about before about the red table with Will Smith. Oh, not Will Smith. Jada Pinkett.
The red table?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett is with her mom and Willow.
Yeah,
like the three hosts of the show.
Yeah, they bring their kids in, and sometimes they have Will on for guests. What's even more crazy, you find a lot more stuff about.
Sometimes they have Will on, or they only have Will on like.
No, they'll have him on time, but you only have him on because they talk about his, you know, his entertainment career, you know, as an actor, like on Fresh Prince or his movies, and he's been on a lot of movies.
Fresh Prince and Bel-Air. First time anybody ever seen Will.
As
far as I'm concerned, first time I ever seen him.
You never saw this, but you never heard Summertime or anything of that before?
Like that's true. The rapping career was before Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
It came,
His movie career, I saw that movie. I don't know, he was a student. I don't know if he was a genius, but I know he went through hard times when he was a student. It was actually one of the best dramas to come out that year. And everything else. But they talked about that on the red table with Will Smith. And he was talking about...
With his wife.
With his wife about the first Vivian Banks.
The first old Aunt Viv.
Drama, yeah.
Aunt Viv, yeah.
Yeah.
She's still...
Janet Hubert?
Janet Hubert Witten.
Well, you knew the whole name.
Yeah.
Thank you, historian.
I majored in it. What can I say?
I love Fresh Prince major.
Yo, if you had your degree here, you'd be like...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, you know? Old Aunt Viv, as most people will call her.
Yes, basically the first Aunt Viv. If you want to be nicer,
first Aunt Viv.
Yeah, the
old
first
Aunt Viv.
Because you got new Aunt Viv, old Aunt.
Yeah,
Viv. I'm not saying age wise.
Like a lot of people still like the first one better because she was actually a lot more funnier.
Yeah,
but they had big problems. Those two supposedly on the show, they couldn't get along.
Like Janet and Will.
Yeah, They couldn't get along.
They always had differences.
Yeah, basically, and Carlton, it was like a gang up scene. That's why I remember she had this thing. I forgot she had her own segment. It was something to block, but I can't remember the name. But it was just to cut up Will and some of his, you know, co actors that he worked with and everything else. And he called Carlton his tampon.
Wow. Well, she called it.
Yeah, she called Will Smith, Carlton, Will Smith.
A tampon and shit.
Like a tampon. You're always sticking to him. Like she,
no wonder you got fired.
Okay, now she's being all salty like this because of like what Will said on the red
table.
Well,
basically, Will Smith got her blacklisted. Like, really got her blacklisted. Because you really don't see her on a lot of anything after that, really. Like, name one thing she's been on. She got, like, luckily some hookups from other people on the show to Broadway. She was poor. She was living in her car. She got blacklisted. Like, no one would hear her story. Why? Because everyone was asking what happened to her. Because all of a sudden, she was gone. Like, she had her kid, and everything else, everyone was like, okay, next season. Nope. And there was no next season after that, after she had her kid supposedly on the show.
Well, from what I heard, I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
Well, I got nothing to back this up. I think it was all I heard on a podcast or something. It was basically she had a strategy to hold out for money. And one of the key components of holding out for money on the show was getting the star, the head of the show, to be in on it too. And he wasn't feeling that. And that got her.
But they supposedly, from what she said, they had a lot of disagreements on the show.
Yeah.
And he ended up not liking her at all. Carlton didn't like her. I don't know about the rest of the cast. The rest of the cast, I don't think, had a problem with her.
Would they say anything?
But it was all behind the scenes. They would just go to the producer, you know?
Yeah, and complain. Behind the scenes, I don't want to be part of no drama, guys. Stay out of that shit.
But
the woman compared him to a tampon. Obviously, the man's going to agree with Will Smith.
Yeah,
because, she had her own, I don't know, it was half an hour, 45 minutes, she was talking pure trash. Like, she just, talking mad shit, about the truth or whatever on that show.
It will.
Supposedly, he's not that great of a person, but I don't know. I don't know Will Smith. I never will.
He's been on Facebook a lot. Was he? He's 50 years old. Is he 50 now?
Yeah. And he jumped out
of a helicopter.
I've never seen Will Smith so much on Facebook lately. That's so crazy.
You know, so what do you mean you haven't seen him lately? That's the only thing he's been doing, is going on Facebook. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna jump out of a helicopter. Come and see me. And then, recently he just did, a video with, Martin Lawrence.
Bad Boys 3.
What I'm saying? Bad Boys 3 finally coming out.
And he's there bragging about Denzel Washington being in the movie.
Is he really going to be in the movie?
There was a poster. They showed it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, it could have been one of them fake posters, dude.
He said.
That's like seeing sharks in a swimming pool.
Denzel Washington, all that stuff. I think Denzel Washington is supposed to be a bad guy.
What?
Da, da, da.
Oh, shit, eh? We didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
We should, you know what? Right now, because we totally forgot about that shit.
Yeah, we'll do a moment of silence.
Let's do a moment of silence right now for Memory's Day.
I did one today. I was watching, Bravo. I was watching one show or anything else. I was watching the Criminal Minds show.
Criminal Minds, here we go.
No, I'm not talking about the show, but they had a moment of silence for Remembrance Day today.
Yeah, I heard somebody last night was out, and somebody said, Happy Remembrance Day. I was like, huh?
Well, it's an important thing, man.
No, but can you really say Happy Remembrance Day?
They said it on the thing.
It's like, I don't know about that.
But the thing is, they're thinking about the soldiers would want them to remember the good about it. But it was a lot of bad, though. You're right, you know?
Just the way it came out. Yeah. It just felt wrong to me.
I feel what you're saying, but...
It was out of nowhere. It was in a bar.
Trying to be positive.
Happy Remembrance Day. It's like, that sounds offensive.
Like, my father, my grandfather didn't die in the war, but he was in it. Yeah, he was in it. He was those guys that was on the tower with those big-ass fucking guns. Yes. They're standing like a freaking... But imagine, though, how scared you would you be just standing in one shot, and you can't run away.
Oh, I was watching this thing about...
You know what I'm saying? You're in that thing like a sitting duck, you know?
No, that's exactly...
And you can't miss, you know? Because if missiles fly your way and everything else... And...
You miss your dead. Want to imagine that shit.
You miss your dead.
Yeah, missiles fly at you and shit, you know?
You miss your dead, that's it.
Guns, not, and nothing will penetrate it, but missiles will blow up that tower, you know, that they're in, you know? So, he was protected from gunfire, but he wasn't protected from a missile, you know, which airplanes have, so, fighter jets have.
They don't have the missile-proof vest yet.
Yeah.
Still don't have that. Yet.
Imagine they start having that. Oh, boy. That would be interesting.
50 Cent, we would buy the first copy of that.
You think so, 50? Yeah. 50 Cent is he's crazy, guys.
That's what I'm saying. I think the craziest person who would do something that stupid.
Why would he get a missile protection?
Because it's 50.
Because, come on, it's 50 at this point. It's 50. He's still beefing with Ja Rule.
Yeah, that what he did was just so wrong.
You heard about this recently? He bought like 200 seats.
Yeah, 200 to 300
front,
seats
in the front
yeah.
row
of a Ja Rule concert
on Yelp.
On Yelp. It was
on like a, yeah, it was on like a Groupon type vibe. He got them for like $15 each or something.
Oh my god!
He only
god.
Spent $2,000. You didn't see his post. He's like, "This is the best $2,000 ever spent," or like $5,000 most.
All I saw the best is I saw the article, and you see the picture of 50 with blank seats. All around him. I was like, oh, that's wrong.
I would label that like a boxing match. It's like 50 Cent versus Ja Rule 2. You know what I mean? Like, the saga continues, guy. It is bullshit.
It's so...
Oh, those, like the mixtape cover.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like Creed 2, guy.
Oh, no. I'm excited for that. Who isn't? Michael B. Jordan.
Oh. That's what you're excited for. Me, I'm just like another rock.
Half naked. Yo, he's so fucking sexy. Even in the movie Black Panther, when he was like bubbled and like whatever, you're just like.
I'm just like. What? No, but like he's fighting Drago's son.
Yeah, that again. Yeah, that's so original.
Yeah, you know? Let's you couldn't think you know of what? Anything else.
We got the son of this guy. Let's get the son of the other guy.
And fight each other.
And have them fight each other.
Fucking Stallone looks
totally
like a...
Totally unlikely.
It's a generational movie.
Stallone looks like a wax figure guy. He looks like he's melting guy.
Ew.
I'm melting. No, you remember the last time you said something like that was about Mel Gibson?
No, the same thing.
You know? And they're still pissed about that shit.
That's okay.
Now you're going to go after Stallone? You know, what?
They all look horrible like that.
You don't say we're going to get something from Stallone's people.
Dude,
hey.
That... Okay. How old is Stallone?
103? I don't know.
Why are you telling me? You're telling this guy 103?
He's like, I think.
I love this guy. He's like, don't make fun of him. He's 103?
I think he's like 72, 1 or 72.
You're this guy.
No, he's past 77.
No, it's like 71, 72. He's born 46.
Yeah, he's born 1946. Yeah, he's 72.
72? This guy wins again.
Okay, so you can't call him a wrestling nerd. Sorry, I'm joking.
Dude, this guy's the same age as my mother, guy.
I'm mad because I said sorry, but what did I say about sorry before? Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Watch it 20 years in the down the road. It's going to be like Rocky 15, the grandchildren fighting each other.
You know what I'm saying? It's like fucking Star Wars,
no, you're
going to
see him with a cane. Dan, 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 dan. Dan, 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 dan.
You just got to keep pushing.
Yeah, but he's
just
a
keep
beast.
Going.
The best is like, you don't know what you're doing. He's a very powerful guy. You oh wax figure motherfucker.
Limited Stallone impressions here.
Oh my god.
Fucking stick a lighter near him and his hair will go on fire, guy. Dude, he was on the Expendables, guy. Like, what is he doing in an action movie?
He wrote it.
So? I produce it, but what, do you have to be in the movie?
Yeah,
if you produce him, bitch,
yeah,
of course
I'm
gonna
be
in the fucking movie.
If I write and I whatever,
dude,
yeah,
his
movie.
Punches were so slow. Like, I can sit.
Just pull up pictures of fucking.
Oh, what's his name, man?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yo, I swear though, this man is.
It's like Michael Jordan
goodness.
Making a comeback to basketball, guy. Like,
no,
get out of here.
No,
he did.
Let me zoom in for you.
Make you think twice about the next sandwich you eat. You know, you just look at it and you're like, shit.
Dude, I have questioned
Michael
myself
B.
every
J.
day.
So you question everything. You just look at a meal and be like, I'm just so hungry now.
That guy needs the Big Mac. Speaking of that, I want a Big Mac.
He is a Big Mac.
You like a special sauce, huh?
Yeah!
I'll be patty!
Special sauce.
Slurping.
Okay.
You took it there.
No, but she has to take it down.
Yeah, like, you throw me the ball, I'm a fucking run with it.
You could have let the ball bounce out of bounds. The game winner. Wow.
Plays
okay.
Over. Plays
no,
over.
No, I had to do it like a
next
special
possession.
Pass.
Yeah, game.
You have to be like, oh, I got it.
Special pass. A special pass? So Tony Kukoc?
Let me keep it in
the
game. Tony Kukoc.
Coach is like fucking... the back.
Croatian sensation.
Croatian sensation.
That's what his name
was.
Oh, that, I swear that was his nickname, the Croatian.
Yeah, that was dope.
I was like, that's a wicked porn name.
Dude, we shouldn't use that, man.
Why is that a porn name?
Croatian sensation?
Croatian sensation?
Come on. How many condoms has Sensation on it?
Depends.
Quite a bit. Not all of them. I'm just saying, like, they have the Sensation word on them.
Sensitive. Yeah.
Sensible.
Sensible. I like the way she said, sensible.
All for you Quebec motherfuckers.
Oh, Jesus.
Sensible.
Sensible.
Okay.
Sensible with Placanic Tabernacle.
Isn't it Placanic?
SC. That's a dangerous condom. That's dangerous. Le sensible canek guy.
You don't know when it's gonna work it or not.
Sounds like you're gonna break your neck. It doesn't
matter. Like, who wants that?
Subject to.
I'm gonna name my kid Placanic.
Placanic. It's changed so much. Broken telephone. Like,
you know what I mean?
And we all spoke out loud.
Placanics.
Mechanics.
Mechanics.
Oh, no mechanics, mechanics.
Oh my gosh.
He's broken mechanics. Shit, bastard.
This is dying on the table, the placatic thing. It's dying on the table.
It's like a neck.
It's like a flappy fish and it just stops flopping.
Oh, just, oh my gosh.
Oh, this is happening.
It does that in hopes of you putting it back in the water. And then when you do, it's like, bitch.
Oh no, it's back to normal.
Since we're on the sports, something big happened yesterday. This guy came in. That was the first thing you said when he came in.
First thing I said, I had to say, is Jimmy Butler got traded.
Fucking Butler.
Got traded from Minnesota.
Complaining about Minnesota.
Complaining, bash his team, and still playing. Got traded for Robert Covington, Gerald Bayless, and a future first or second round draft pick in 2022 or whatever.
He forgot. He keeps forgetting Dario Saric.
Oh, and Dario Saric.
Because, like, he's not a good player. I fucking traded CJ McCollum to this guy in fantasy for Dario Saric.
By the way, I'd like to thank you very much for that.
He's whooping my ass this week because of that shit.
I would love to. Thank you again.
Thinking Dario Saric is going to fucking wake up. But no. But okay, we're not going to talk about that. That's my own personal. I'm in my feelings right there.
That's for another day.
Okay. But yeah. People would say, who got robbed on that deal?
You're getting Jimmy Butler. Philly robbed Minnesota blind. They should get Minnesota.
They already have a really solid team.
Minnesota should have got number one draft picks minimum with those players. Minimum. They didn't get one first round pick out of all that. That's robbery.
Straight up. They did it anyway to get rid of him.
Ben Simmons, what's his name? Embiid, and that's Embiid, right?
Joel
Embiid. Embiid. And another person, a Holiday or whatever.
Oh, no.
His name is Holiday?
No,
you're talking about Markelle Fultz.
Markelle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Markelle Fultz.
Mr. Markelle, I forgot how to shoot Fultz.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you forgot what you did in Washington. Like, you put the ball in the net. It's not that hard. You're in the NBA.
I mean, that is part of the sport, right?
Yeah.
Put the
exactly.
The most obvious thing is put the ball in the net. Yeah.
Are you asking me to do my job?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sure it's the fucking pros.
We're sitting here watching saying, just put the ball in the net. He's there like, everybody's trying to kill me before I get to the net. That's what he's saying.
You're making millions. You can pay
a lot of fighting this year, too, in that league, eh? Like, a lot of scraps.
Not just between players, between fans.
The
players.
It's like
the funniest one was fucking, what is his name? He used to play for Boston, like when they won the championship. Rono or what's
Oh, I mean Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, Rondo.
The Rondo. Rajon, the Rondo. Rondo. Fight, Brandon Ingram.
You said Rondo.
Yeah. Well, he was fighting Chris Paul.
Yeah, he was fighting Chris Paul, and Brandon Ingram comes from behind him and socks him.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, something like that. That's just talking.
That guy was so shit. When I had him in that fantasy, Ingram, he did nothing.
He's on my team now. He's doing nothing.
Y'all sound like a bunch of salty bitches.
This is what fantasy sports does to people. Like,
it makes you the best.
This you
should
know what
change
mean?
The name because fantasy doesn't sound very good. No. Fantasy is supposed to be something that's like fantasy,
refreshing, and
you know?
Gay. You know, nah.
This should be serial killer fucking hockey, like fucking rage,
anxiety, rage, all kinds of fucking
stupidness,
regret, bad decisions. It's
how about a
up.
Stress league?
Yeah, the stress league. Yeah. Stress league.
Yeah.
Not fantasy, stress league.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Stressful league or whatever. Oh, yeah.
So, you guys are doing good in that, or?
No.
No?
No. Not at all. This guy laughs.
No, because you're like, no.
No. It's a flip of a coin. Like, you can do really good one week and really bad. So you're stressed all the time with that.
That's what this guy was like, yo, yeah. I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's like fucking depressed. As he's looking at us like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you guys, man? Seriously.
You know, it's, you want to win, you know? That's what the point of it is. You're just not playing for fun, right?
No. Well, you play to win.
Exactly.
Remember, you play to win the game. You don't play
you
just
gotta play.
You
got
to
play to win the game.
You don't play just to play.
Don't just play to play.
That's what Eli Manning's doing right now. He's playing to play.
Who the fuck plays to play?
You know what I'm saying? What's the point in that?
I don't play cards, but I don't want to play to win. I'm just playing to play. What the fuck are you wasting time for?
I'm just here exchanging cards with you. Back and forth.
Well, when I used to bowl, some people were like that. They were just there to pass time.
Just to kill time?
Yeah, that's what they said, to have fun and pass time.
But that's a sport that you could, like, focus on because it's a solo sport, so you could just keep...
Some people don't even consider it a sport anyways. Sports Center found it as a game.
How's bowling a game?
They said they were going to put in poker in the Olympics other than bowling.
What?
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear this?
They said it on SportsCenter.
This is falseries. That's not a word, is it?
I have no idea.
No.
You should copyright that word right now.
So I'm copyrighting that shit. Yeah. Falseries.
Yes, Mace.
Yes, Mace. This is it. Just the yes, Mace.
Yes, Mace.
Oh my goodness.
That's what Mace does, though. Fucking. How many fucking songs did he do that? Make up words.
Oh. Every time I hear the word Mace, I immediately think of the song Welcome Back.
Oh, Welcome Back. No, man, I think of one of his better songs, like Start From Scratch, or...
I think of Tell Me What You Want From
There
Me.
You go.
Take a look at what you see.
The Start From Scratch talking about.
You don't like the song Start From Scratch?
Ain't nobody know what you're talking about.
Right? You gotta talk about some shit that people know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's Mace in total. Like, that's some shit, right?
Okay, what's better, Start From Scratch or that song?
This?
For the context, that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I like Oracle too, man. That song is badass.
Who?
Right? When he disses up Cameron. When he disses up Cameron. That's an awesome song. I know people don't know it. I don't care if they don't know it.
I have a question.
What's the question?
Our Raptors have a better record than Golden State early in the season, though? What does that mean?
Actually, I believe they do.
Yeah.
Oh, she's better than me because GS, I was like, whatever the fuck.
But, well, that's why I said I think the Raptors are going to the finals.
They're not winning.
We said that last year. What
they
happened?
Could beat the Celtics, as far as I'm concerned.
They're not beating anybody in the West.
You haven't proven yet that they're a playoff-worthy team.
They're probably celebrating. We don't have to face LeBron. We're not going to lose this year to LeBron.
Yay! You're LeBron! Yay!
Probably playing that celebration song. Celebrate good times.
I would have popped champagne as soon as LeBron got traded to LA. I was like, jeez. Eastern Conference wide open.
Exactly. It's like smooth sailing for a top feet.
Yeah, and they're not going to win the championship because Golden State's probably going to be in the finals. And they're going to lose again. So what's the point? They're going to go all the way to the finals to lose. Good for them.
That's a very depressing outlook.
They get the Chris Paul sports.
Well, it's been depressing. And how many years so far has been like that?
You get the Chris Paul.
Three? Two or three
they
years.
Get the Chris Paul sportsmanship award. You play like
you know.
Win
yeah,
shit.
You
get all the stats. You win,
you win the Eastern Conference Final. Good for you. Then now you're going to get smashed. Well, it's been like that for 3 years. No one can beat Cleveland, you know, in almost that time. And Cleveland goes through almost everybody. And then they get to the Golden State Warriors and they lose 3 years in a row.
which I thoroughly enjoy, by the way.
This guy thoroughly enjoy, by the way.
not a regular enjoyment.
Thoroughly.
That was a good mimic.
Thoroughly.
I wasn't sure.
No one has still figured out that team yet in the playoffs, so. Like, Kevin Durant goes into, like, Super Saiyan mode and fucking destroys everybody. It's true, that's what he did last year. He destroyed
everybody. You're adding Boogie Cousins, healthy in the playoffs.
Did he even need Curry guy to come back? Yeah, he would destroy everyone by himself.
I'm pretty sure he needed turmeric.
Oh, because it's curry, it's two spices. Ha, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I love about our whole ordeal right there? I had 1 second of confusion until she said what she said. I was like, turmeric.
Yo, even
like,
your broski was
like, LOL. I was like, yo.
Sorry, would it have been better if I said salt and pepper? Little bit of curry? Nah, bitch.
Turmeric. He's still sitting here like, what the fuck is turmeric?
Turmeric is so good for you.
What are you? I didn't even say anything. Sensitive about the turmeric.
Sensible.
Is there an extra third one? Like, oh yeah, salt and pepper, you said.
And there's paprika.
Mix it in a pot. Stir it up a little.
There's still a lot of types of curry, so.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green curry, white curry. Yellow curry.
Whatever curry she was eating.
Trust me, I've been gone.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, and red curry, Anthony has said.
Of course he knows.
Red curry? There's a red curry?
Yeah.
There's different kinds of. I thought it was
there's
just
Jamaican curry, Trinidad curry. There's all kinds of different curries.
Okay, what is going on? Why was I not aware of this?
You ask yourself that. I don't know. I knew there was all different types of curry.
There's multiple ones.
Felt the flavor was curry.
Yeah, but there's different types of curry. Different types
you sound so curry. Racist right now with your, I thought black was black.
Oh, shit. I did not even take it there.
Curry is curry. Nah, man. There's all kinds of different
curry. Iced tea is iced tea. What the fuck is raspberry iced tea?
Raspberry
That's iced exactly tea? What I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is that? Why is it a different flavor besides iced tea? Iced tea is the flavor.
Iced tea is the flavor, but it's like saveur.
With saveur. What is good?
It's like
some Frinklish going on in the air today.
Look what Coca-Cola did.
All S's.
Yeah, that's true.
Coca-Cola has a lot of flavors now. Fucking nasty lime Coca-Cola.
Orange Coca-Cola.
What?
Get out of here.
I see orange, yo.
I can't even drink Coke, like regular Coke, let alone flavored.
Orange.
Just talking about Coke, I don't know why you mentioned it, because it's making my fucking diabetes spike.
Just saying Coca-Cola.
I felt the sugar in the name.
They have all different. You know what's one of the grossest ones I tried? I took one sip, I put it back in. I was like, nope, not trying that. My mom had a Coke Zero. In her fridge, like she got it by mistake. And I was like, I took a sip of it. I was like, wow. It was just syrup. Literally, just
it tastes like sugar.
Carbonated syrup.
Grape Coke.
Grape?
Yo, Anthony I think said there's grape Coke.
I think I would try that, though.
They have that at the Ultramar.
Grape? Like Reza?
Yeah. Wow, you went high on that. Grape?
I'm going to give that a shot. Grape?
But that, ew.
Hey, I don't know, man.
In the States.
Oh, really? So, okay.
That's why it's only the diet one there at the Ultramar.
You know what they have in season? We have a grape jelly.
We have grape jelly.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's a grape jelly.
Oh, it's so good. Welsh's?
Grape jelly.
So good.
How are we always ending up on food?
Right? Like, yo, I'm about to mix up a pot.
You know what I'm saying? Mix up a pot.
We always go on food? No, we don't.
You and your brother say it's nasty.
What, grape?
Grape jelly.
Yeah, for real, right?
Nah, disagree. How many are for grape jelly?
I never had grape jelly, so I can't say anything.
Okay, you can't vote.
The only jelly that should exist is strawberry.
Well, I'll lie.
Straight up.
I'll lie.
Raspberry.
No, the orange, raspberry, all that other bullshit. It's bullshit jelly, guys.
No, it isn't.
Strawberry.
Raspberry.
That's jam.
Raspberry?
Raspberry all day, every day.
This I can't lie, raspberry and peanut butter, so good.
Ugh. Yeah, I feel you.
Strawberry and peanut butter, so good. Blueberry. Gross. Triple berry.
See, I ain't even fucking with more than one berry. I don't put more than one berry in a jelly. Never.
I'm putting all berries in my jelly.
Dash of lemon.
Like the name Smuckers, man. That's like one of the best jellies, man. I like that. Yeah? Smuckers.
Like Smuckers?
Smuckers, motherfucker.
They're going to send you a check?
I wish.
Be... I like Welsh's grape jelly. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
See? Two for two.
And on that note.
Well, what note is that?
I'm hungry.
Condiments? What are these flavors?
You know what I'm saying?
Grape? No, we're talking about jellies, not grape.
No, because hey, but then, I like grape juice.
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
There is a difference.
There's pieces of fruit in the jam.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is there a difference between marmalade?
Yes, marmalade has peels in it. Yeah. It's oranges.
Oranges.
Not a big fan.
See? Yeah, because bullshit.
Marmalade is one of the oldest types of spreads ever.
Only strawberry jam should exist.
Okay, Hitler.
Oh, my goodness.
That is not nice to say today. Take that back.
That's not...
Sorry, okay. You're a freaking war criminal for freaking jelly.
Wait till next week or the next podcast and you can say that shit.
Yeah.
Not today.
Oh, yeah. Inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's remember and say. My bad.
Yeah, remember that.
Remember that.
New double conundrum.
Fun.
What? I love her. Ooh. Yo, that reminds me of the boobers I saw in Big Bang Theory. They're like, they say something, it wasn't even like hard, and everyone's like, ooh. They're like, what? They look at people, that wasn't even hard. What the fuck's wrong with you? They had to stop recording, dude, because they were like, oh.
No one? Really? No one said that's what she said?
Well, I was waiting for him to finish, but like when he said it was hard, I was like, oh, I want to say it so bad, but then it's so predictable because it's me. So I held back, but Gary caught me.
he's just like, oh, okay.
It would have been a long fall. Like, I'm not saying you don't think before you speak, but you know when you say certain like words, it's like expected for that's what she said or he said. Like, it was almost hard. Or it was really hard. Like, come on.
It's like you're rolling
on
the ball.
It was almost hard. It was almost hard. That's disappointment.
It was
all a dream.
That's what she said.
Oh, wow. No, okay,
you
wow.
You don't get to redeem yourself by that.
Wow.
That's terrible. It's terrible. Bum, bum, bum.
Just because I said it works with almost anything.
Yo, that sounds like a Price is Right sound.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
it.
That's a
see, but his was a little bit better. Because I don't know.
Comparison crew over here.
Quality control.
Boy, his was better. Well, I like jelly. I like grape jelly, but I don't like jam. Or
yo, you were saying those same things, you fool.
You agreed though. So.
No, but the comparison crew over here.
And then you're like, yeah. grape jelly.
Grape jelly is a shit, man.
Welsh is grape jelly.
Exactly.
Smuckers, what is Smuckers?
Specifically Welsh.
Raspberry jelly and peanut butter. Mmm.
Yum yum. That's how Smith imitates everybody. Mm.
Yeah. Except if you're a French lady.
Yeah. November 1st.
Yeah, you gotta do it properly with that. Gotta do it justice.
Yo, pay respect to the accent, homie.
You know who we at? QC.
QC.
Thanks, Tom Catal.
Dollar Plasler.
Dollar Plasler. No.
What?
Dollar plus law, or did you say law? What? What just happened right there?
Frank Sokatals is real.
I think this podcast is just one big blooper. What'd you say? What did you just say?
What did you just say?
With all the pointing? son of a bitch. That's what he's talking
beep. You can't beep after it's done. It's supposed to be when it's done.
Wow.
I'm trying here.
Oh, that was you.
You thought it was me?
I was where I thought it was somebody else.
I thought it was you doing it.
You thought
to
it
him.
Was me? Okay, I thought it was one of y'all.
It was my
that.
Sensor beam. That was me.
Any voice travels.
Because I hear what you say, like, you're not supposed to do it after. I'm like, yo, I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
Ah, that's why I looked at you.
I said, son of a bitch. Why am I going to bleep myself after I say it? That's just like, no.
That's what I was saying.
Just no.
Just no. No sex with my sister. No sex.
Oh what? My goodness.
You remember that track back in the day in high school? No sex with my sister?
I don't know.
That was postered all throughout my high school.
I have never heard that track before in my life.
What the fuck? What kind of pornos are you watching, man?
And that porno, it's a poster. That's some Jerry Springer shit.
You know, even Anthony's like, what the fuck?
Right? Really?
It was all over Riverside. Anthony should even know about
okay,
that.
Okay, no. We're not gonna... No, we're not doing that. What?
Not do
moving
what?
Moving on.
What the fuck is that?
Right? Yo, that's some American-ass song. Guys.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah?
Yo, I've seen titles you'll never believe. You watch Jerry Springer, right?
Yeah.
You ever seen that one I had sex with the same hole like
you? No, I don't want to know about any of the show. We will not repeat none of his show titles here on this show. No sex with my vehicle.
No sex with my yo.
Actually seen that on Facebook.
The guy's having sex with his like the back pipe of his car guy. No joke.
He's gonna lose his pipe if he keeps doing that.
Well, yeah, no shit.
He's gonna lose his
pipe.
He's gonna lose his penis.
Yeah, I think that's what he
meant.
That's
kind of what I meant.
Oh!
Yeah.
But he was trying to be, you know.
Funny?
Reserved.
You know, like, reserved?
Reserved is the word. Reserved
you,
is the
you're
word.
Like, dick.
Dick. That's the word you want to hear. You want to hear? That's it, the penis.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Penis.
Pipe.
In the gas tank.
Yo, I'm gonna chamber. Fuck you, my pipe, yo. And no one says that shit. Goodness.
You never heard about laying pipe?
Yeah.
Laying pipe?
Maybe because you never laid pipe.
Oh, shit.
That's a lie.
Oh, this guy's like, yo, I'm a plumber.
Mario, that's my brother.
Din it, din, 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 din. Boom. Din it, din, 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 din.
I don't even want to continue. It's just I had an urge to it. I was like, yo, no.
Do the water level.
This just can't help it, right?
This is where Annie goes, do this for me. When she's playing, yo, she looks like she's driving a car when she's playing Mario. Remember that? She's like.
You ever heard her comment on other people playing?
Y'all come
at
you.
No, oh my god, no fall!
Jump! What are you doing?
What? Gary used to be like, yo, shut up, guy. I'd be like, yo, dodge it! Dodge it!
Why did you die?
I still play like that.
Still.
Dude. And I'm like, does that really help you when you go like this?
It makes me think so.
I swear. Yo, you'd be surprised, eh?
You catch yourself leading yourself, you're like, you just got through something, and then you find out you're like this on the couch.
I started playing on my computer chair because I was like too much into the game, and I was like leaping off the couch and shit. At least with the chair, it like swings, you know?
Like, me just turns that I say.
Oh,
like us playing Vine.
You should see me playing Spider-Man. I was like a fucking fiend. I'm sitting right in front of the TV like this and it's not close enough.
Next you're going to be wiping off the television. Dust is going to be on your face.
You just walk from the screen?
What the hell just happened here?
Not that close?
That's a little too close. That's like...
My TV ain't dusty.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't make me snap my fingers
wow,
in the
dude.
Formation.
You just joined the crew?
Nah, the crew of common sense, yes.
No, not the common sense. What was it? The comparison crew?
The comparison?
Nah, the comparison
crew.
Sense.
Yeah, common sense crew. Comparison money.
What the fuck was it? What the
fuck? Yo, contradictive much?
Contradictive crew.
Why you? Like I say, podcast bloopers, man. I'm telling you. If we had a producer,
yeah,
he'd
take
be
that
pissed.
Sound and put it on a fucking
yeah.
Instead of just having my moan. You're horrible.
Damn it! I was saying, I knew he was gonna do it. Just no, okay, all right, no, we're gonna mosey on out.
Comparison crew out.
See, because you see comparison.
Common sense, B.
Comparison.
Comparison.
Shout out to. Kadisha.r on Instagram. Shout out to Kari Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram. You like that?
Yeah.
That was dope.
If you want to find out information about us, things that we're doing, things that we might be saying and talking about, you go to Facebook.com/chillvillainsmemesvids and stay chill. We're on Twitter, not really. We're on Snapchat, not really. But we're on Instagram. Instagram at
Chilling with Villains.
You watching us live? Are we still live?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watching us live on Instagram.
Still live.
YouTube, not really. SoundCloud. We still got the SoundCloud, a SoundCloud episode. You guys gotta go and check that out.
I think it died.
Oh, it's all good. We got the anchor.
Okay. And we got the live.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I just hope you got that.
That's gonna be funny as hell, guy.
Oh my gosh.
You got any complaints? You don't like all the bloopers in this show? You go to
Chillin' Villains.
What?
@gmail.com.
What?
Ball drop.
I want to add another blooper.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
It worked.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I forgot about the SoundCloud. It's not the comparison. SoundCloud.com/
Chill with Villains.
And yeah. The viewers. Shout out to all the viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, out to your also your friend that retired.
Who?
You have one written on your thing with someone retired.
You see that shit?
Shout out to Dave. Happy retirement.
All right, Dave.
Congrats.
Way to go, Dave. Thanks for all the years of...
Well, that's what it said. It was the things to do today.
Good thing he didn't use a recycled paper or something, you know?
What?
That was more for me to tell him.
Oh, you stole his fire.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, Dave. Jeez. I stole Gary's fire.
Can you believe this guy?
I feel like you ruined the surprise.
Oh, shit.
He wasn't gonna do it.
How do you know?
He wasn't! Trust me!
Alright.
Oh, interruption card.
I love how he's like, I gotta let you know what I just got.
Yeah. It's Gary DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah!
And Think Tank in the house.
Bye. How are you, Dave?
Just filming. That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.